What prevents us from accessing the soul and the intuitive level where oneness can be achieved? There are two major things, well, three major things in the way. We're going to talk about two major things. One is Maya, which is the pull of matter itself. And the pull of matter itself is what pulls us away from spirit. We're not going to talk about that much, but we're going to talk about one of the major things that keeps our minds jumbled up so we're not able to see clearly. It produces like a fog in everybody's minds. And it's called glamour. And the next glamour has to be overcome, and then the next step is overcoming illusion. Okay, now glamour and illusion, what's the difference between the two?
One
anybody know?
Emotional and one is mental.
One is what?
Emotional.
Okay.
And one is centered more in the mind.
That is 100% true. Any other comments on the differences? That's 100% true, but when you talk about, describe it in that way, a lot of people aren't clear the difference between a mental difference and an emotional difference.
Yeah.
Some people will proclaim an emotional difference and think they're being mental.
They are often related. They often work together.
Yeah, glamour increases illusion, perhaps, but glamour can be pretty much dispelled and a person still be an illusion. So most people have a lot of glamours and illusion all mixed in together.
Linda,
okay? Yeah.
When Jesus was tempted by the devil, he was faced with Maya, glamour, and illusion.
Right.
The illusion was, I'm going to give you power, and he wasn't going to give him anything that he didn't already have. The Maya was, I'm going to give you the riches of the earth. That was the temptation. So that was his attraction to the material world, which he overcame. And then the glamour was, what was the second?
Probably jumping off the building.
It was something that would have made him look really, yeah.
Jumping off the building.
Jump off the building and let people see you. And, yeah, and they'll see the how powerful you really are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the glamour. Yeah, but the angels were busy that day. It was flat.
Okay, any more comments specifically? What's the difference between glamour and illusion? If you had to just encapsulate it in a sense.
Well, illusion is a wrong-headed idea.
Yeah.
Or glamour is a wrong a feeling that's leading you astray. As opposed to a mental idea.
That's pretty close.
Well, glamour is you're doing it for the approval of other people. That's a glamour.
For a
judgment.
Pride.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. You want to look good in front of other people. That's a really good point. Anything else?
I was just say, yeah, it's kind of a look at me.
Yeah.
Well, that's one type of it.
Well, like religion. My religion's better than your religion. That's a glamour.
Yeah, that's a glamour.
Well, and one of them is like...
And an illusion as well.
You know, you're looking at a motorcycle that's really cool, and you just think, your stomach says, I want that, you know?
Yeah.
And the fact is, you can't afford it, you know, and it might kill you. And so the truth is, if you analyze it mentally, you would probably reject the idea of the motorcycle. But your tummy says, we're going to get on that motorcycle and go 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, it'll.
And where would the glamour come in with the motorcycle?
It's just your desires dictating your actions instead of your mental process.
That's part of it, but where does the glamour come in with the motorcycle?
Solar plexus?
No, I mean, how is the glamour felt?
Where you look cool?
Yeah,
right,
you look cool. You look
cool. Man, I'm
cool. I got a Harley.
I'm going to be cool because I got a motorcycle.
Yeah,
I got
that's
a Harley. And now I can be one of the cool ones. See, that's the glamour. Right? Just wanting the motorcycle isn't a glamour.
glamour.
Well, that's my one. The motorcycle itself is.
I want $1 million, but I don't want $1 million so everybody can say, see, he's a millionaire. He's really something.
Wouldn't glamour be extroverted and illusion be introverted?
I say that again.
Extroverted and introverted. Glamour would be extroverted and illusion introverted.
Yeah, that's the right direction. Yeah.
Is there anything besides "look at me, I'm cool" that a glamour is?
That's one of the glamours. Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
A person that dresses, goes out of his way to dress really good. Yeah, look at me, I'm cool, or buys the new sporty car so that everybody will think, hey,
bigger house,
so hey, look at me, I'm cool. Now, if you get a new car because your old one is just needs replaced and the new one just does what you want and you're not buying it, so your neighbor will be jealous, then that's not a glamour, yeah.
Wanting approval is a
glamour. I was going to say, what if you, like, there's a friend or an associate that you have who for some reason really thinks low of you. You're not worthy of you. You're not worth anything. You can't do this. And you want to show them that you can, you are. Is that a glamour, or is that...
Yeah, that's a subtle glamour.
That's a subtle, wanting approval. If I want your approval, so I do something to get that, that's a glamour.
Yeah. Okay, glamour is associated with the ego.
In other words, the glamour satisfies what the ego wants.
Oh, what do you delight?
And it amplifies the ego. It amplifies separatism. In other words, glamour makes you feel separate from everybody else. Okay? I got this cool motorcycle, so that separates me from the guy that doesn't have a cool motorcycle. Okay? I got the new car, and my neighbor's got this old clunker, so, man, he's going to be jealous. So, see, you're separating yourself from your neighbor. If you get a new car, and you get it just because it's functional and does what you want it to do, and you don't care what your neighbor thinks, then there's no glamour. I mean, you can get a new car with no glamour associated with it, and you can get a nice new car with no glamour associated with it. But if you get a new car thinking that, boy, Joan's next door, he's going to be jealous all Dickens when he sees this in the driveway. I'm not even going to put it in the garage. I'm going to leave it in the driveway where he can see it, and he can just eat his heart out when he sees this new sporty car I got. And so that's a really great example of a glamour.
JJ, I have a question. So can there be beliefs within a glamour?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So the glamour is not so much emotional, but it's more just satisfying any aspect of the ego? Is that?
Well, it's all connected with emotion. Like, if you buy the new car and you're trying to make Jones next door jealous, mm-hmm. that's all connected with emotion.
Okay.
You know. Now, there's always brain thinking goes along with everything we do, but that doesn't mean you're being mental. You know,
right.
And you're always calculating, but that doesn't mean you're in the world of the mind, you know. But when you get this new car, and Jones is really jealous, and then he comes out and says, oh, wow, I got a new car, huh, wow. And he starts acting jealous, and then the guy feels really good about this guy's jealousy that he's obviously showing. I mean, that's what it's all about in his mind. And it's all from the feeling nature, and it's all connected with separativeness. He is separate from Jones.
What if it's even just proving to yourself that you can do something?
Trying to build your sense of self-worth.
That's no problem. It's in connection with... that's not creating separativeness.
Okay.
You know, if you do it... Well, there can be a subtle glamour in proving it to yourself, but there's a lot of subtle glamours. We're going to go over several of these things.
But glamour is important because before a person can achieve
soul contact where he can be one with other souls, glamour has to be evaporated. Yeah.